Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 3rd of May 2024. Essence, sweet children, divorce this land of sorrow while alive because you have to go to the land of happiness. Question, which small effort does the Father ask you children to make? Answer, the Father says, children, lust is the greatest enemy, and you have to conquer it. This is the only small effort I give you. You have to become totally pure. To become pure from impure means that you have to become divine, Paras. Those who are becoming divine cannot become stone. When you children become beautiful flowers, the Father will seat you in his eyes and take you back with him. Om Shanti. The spiritual Father explains to you spiritual children. You children surely understand that it is only you Brahmins who become deities. You have this firm faith. Whomever a teacher teaches, he will definitely make that one the same as himself. This is a question of faith. The Father comes and explains to us every cycle, and he changes us residents of hell into residents of heaven. There must be someone who makes the whole world like that. The Father makes everyone into residents of heaven, and Ravan makes everyone into residents of hell. At this time, it is the kingdom of Ravan, whereas in the Golden Age, it is the kingdom of Rama. There is someone who establishes the kingdom of Rama, and so there must also surely be someone who establishes the kingdom of Ravan. God is called Ram. God establishes the new world. This knowledge is very easy. It is not a big thing, but people have such stone intellects that they think it is impossible to become those with divine intellects. It requires a lot of effort to change from residents of hell into residents of heaven, because there is the influence of Maya. People construct so many huge buildings of 50 stories and 100 stories. In heaven, there won't be that many stories. They only build those here nowadays. You understand there is no need to make such huge buildings in the Golden Age like they build here. The Father himself explains, there is this small tree, the population of the Golden Age, which spreads over the whole world, and so there is no need to build buildings with many stories. There is plenty of land there at that time, whereas there is no land here now, and this is why the price of land has increased so much. There, land doesn't cost anything, and there aren't any municipal taxes. However much land someone wants, he can take. There, you receive all types of happiness, just by receiving this knowledge from the One Father. The buildings that people construct of 100 stories, etc., cost money. There, it doesn't cost anything. You have plenty of wealth there. Money has no value there. What would you do if you had a lot of money? Build palaces with gold, diamonds, pearls, etc. You children have now received so much understanding. Everything is a matter of understanding or not understanding. There are Sato intellects and Tamo intellects. Those who were Sato Pradhan were the masters of heaven, and those who have Tamo Guni intellects are the masters of hell. This is not heaven. This is the extreme depths of hell. People here are very unhappy. This is why they call out to God and then they forget him. They beat their heads so much. They hold conferences so that there can be unity. However, you children understand that they cannot unite. This whole tree has reached a state of total decay, and a new tree is now growing. You know how the Iron Age changes into the Golden Age. Only at this time does the Father explain this knowledge to you. You become the residents of the Golden Age and then the residents of the Iron Age, and you then become the residents of the Confluence Age, and then the residents of the Golden Age. You may ask, will this many people all go to the Golden Age? No, only those who listen to the true story of Narayan will go to heaven. All the rest will go to the land of peace. The land of sorrow will not be there. So you should divorce this land of sorrow while you are alive. The Father shows you the way you can divorce this world. There was the kingdom of deities over the whole world. The Father has now come to establish that once again. We are receiving the kingdom of the world from that Father. According to the drama plan, there definitely has to be some change. This world is old. How could you call it the Golden Age? However, people don't understand at all what the Golden Age is. Baba has explained, those who have done a lot of devotion become worthy of receiving this knowledge. You should only explain to such people. Those who don't belong to this clan will not understand. So why should you waste your time just like that? If they don't belong to our clan, they will not accept anything. They say, I don't even want to understand what a soul is or what the Supreme Soul is. So why should you make effort over such souls? Baba has explained to you, at the top it is written, God speaks. At the most auspicious confluence age of every cycle, I enter an ordinary human body of one who doesn't know about his own births. I tell him about them. I tell you who has the part of the full 5,000 years. This would be the part of the one who came in the first number. People still sing praise of Sri Krishna being the first prince of the Golden Age. What would he then become after 84 births? He would be the first beggar. He changes from a beggar to a prince, and then from a prince to a beggar. You understand how he changes from a prince to a beggar. The Father then comes and makes him become like a diamond from a shell. Those who are like diamonds then become like shells. Everyone takes rebirth. You understand who takes the maximum births. First of all, they would accept Sri Krishna as this because it is his kingdom. He would be the one who takes many births. This is something that is very easy to understand, but people don't pay attention to these things. When the Father explains these, people are amazed. The Father is telling you accurately that the first one then becomes the last one. The first one is like a diamond, and the last one is like a shell. You have to become like diamonds once again. That is, you have to become pure. What difficulty is there in this? The Parlokic Father issues an ordinance. Lust is the greatest enemy. How did you become impure? By indulging in vice. This is why you call out, O Purifier, come. The Father has an ever-divine Paras intellect. He never becomes one with the stone intellect. The connection is between him and the one who takes the number one birth. There are many deities, but people don't understand anything. Christians say that 3,000 years before Christ, there was paradise. They came later, and so they have that strength. Everyone goes to learn something from them, because their intellects are fresh. The number of them has grown. They go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. You know that people learn everything from people abroad. You also know that it will not take time to build palaces in the Golden Age, etc. It, the design, would enter the intellect of one, and then they would continue to increase them. They would build one and then begin to build many more. It enters their intellects. When scientists come to you, their intellects will become elevated and they will quickly build palaces. Here it takes up to 12 months to build a building or a temple. There, engineers, etc., will all be very clever. That is the Golden Age. There will not be stones there. You are now sitting here and should be thinking that you will shed those old bodies and go home. Then from there you will take birth through the power of yoga in the Golden Age. Why do you children not have this happiness? Why do you not think about these things? The most serviceable children would definitely be thinking about these things. Just as when someone passes the examination to become a barrister, his intellect works on the things he will do. So you also understand that you will shed those bodies and then go and become that. Only by having remembrance will your lifespans grow. You are now the children of the Unlimited Father. This is a very high grade. You belong to God's family. You don't have any other relationships. You have been made even more elevated than brother and sister. Simply consider yourselves to be brothers. You have to practice this a great deal. Where does the brother reside? The immortal soul resides on this throne. These thrones of all souls have decayed. Your thrones have decayed the most. This soul is present on this throne. What is in the center of the forehead? These things have to be understood with your intellects. A soul is completely subtle. It is like a star. The father says, I too am a point. I am no bigger than you. You know that you are children of Shiv Baba. You now have to claim your inheritance from the father. This is why you have to consider yourselves to be brothers, souls. The father is teaching you personally. As you progress further, there will be a greater pull. These obstacles continue to come according to the drama. The father now says, you must not become impure now. This is an ordinance. Souls have now become even more tamopradan. They cannot stay without vice. The government says that they mustn't drink alcohol, yet people are unable to stay without it. They get them drunk and then give them directions. Go and crash at such and such a place with a bomb. There is so much damage done. You are becoming the masters of the world while sitting here. Those people release bombs while sitting there. There is so much competition to destroy the world. You are now sitting here and remembering the Father, and you will then become the masters of the world. No matter how, you definitely have to remember the Father. There is no question of doing Hatha Yoga or having a special sitting position, etc. Baba doesn't give you any difficulty. You can sit as you like, but simply remember that you are the most beloved children. You receive a sovereignty as easily as pulling a hair out of butter. They sing that liberation in life is received in a second. You can sit anywhere or travel anywhere, but you have to remember the Father. How can you go back without becoming pure? Otherwise, you will have to experience punishment. When you all go to Dharamraj, all of your karmic accounts will be settled. The purer you become, the higher the status you will receive. If you remain impure, you will eat dry chapatis. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be cut away. There is no question of expense in this. You may remain seated at home, but just take the mantra from the Father. Man, man above is the mantra with which you can control Maya. Once you receive this mantra, you may go home. Don't say anything, just remember Alpha and Beta, the kingdom. You understand that by remembering the Father, you will become Satopradhan and your sins will be cut away. Baba also relates his own experience to you. When I sit for my meals, I think that I will eat in remembrance of Baba, but then I soon forget. This is because it is remembered, those who have responsibilities on their heads... Baba has to think of so much. The soul of so-and-so does a lot of service, and so I have to remember that soul. Baba gives a lot of love to the serviceable children. He says to you too, remember the soul that is present in this body. You come here to Shiv Baba. The Father has come down from up there. You tell everyone that God has come, but they don't understand. You tell everyone that God has come, but they don't understand. You have to tell them tactfully. There are the two fathers, a limited father and the unlimited father. The unlimited father is now giving you the kingdom. Destruction of the old world is in front of you. There is also the establishment of the one religion and the destruction of many religions. The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be burnt away in this fire of yoga, through which you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan." The Father himself has shown you this method. You children know that the Father will make you all beautiful, seat you in his eyes, and take you back home. Which eyes? The eyes of this knowledge. He takes the souls back with him. You understand that you definitely have to go back. Therefore, why not claim the inheritance from the Father before that? The income is also very large. By your forgetting the Father, there is a lot of loss. Become real businessmen. Only by remembering the Father will you souls become pure. Each of you will then shed your body and take another. The Father says, "Sweetest children, become soul conscious. Instill this habit firmly. Consider yourselves to be souls and continue to study with the Father, and your boat will go across. You will then go to the Shiva temple, Shivalaya." There is also a story mentioned in the Chandrakant Vedant of how a boat is moving along and how some passengers get off midway and their hearts become attached to something and the boat goes off without them. Those scriptures of the path of devotion will be made again and you will read them. Then when Baba comes, you will stop all of that. The Father comes to take everyone back. It is very clear how the rise and fall of Bharat takes place. This one becomes ugly and beautiful. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. It isn't just one that becomes this. All of this is explained to you. There is also the explanation of Sri Krishna being ugly and beautiful. When he goes to heaven, he kicks hell away. This is clear in the pictures, is it not? Photographs of you were taken in royal costumes. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to carry out the Father's ordinance, maintain this awareness. We souls are brothers. We reside in the center of our foreheads. We are the children of the unlimited Father, and this is our godly family. Instill the habit of being soul conscious. 2. In order to become free from the punishment of Dharam Raj, settle all your karmic accounts. Remember the mantra you have received to control Maya and become Satopradhan. Blessing. May you become a destroyer of obstacles by remaining stable in the form of a point and by reminding others to remain aware of the point of the drama. The children who do not put a question mark in any situation, who remain stable in the form of a point, and remind others of the point of the drama in every task, are called destroyers of obstacles. They make others powerful and take them close to the destination of success. They do not become happy just on seeing the attainment of some limited success, but become embodiments of unlimited success. They are constantly stable and remain in an elevated stage. With their own stage of success, they transform any lack of success. Slogan: take blessings and give blessings, and you will very soon become a conqueror of Maya. Om Shanti.